But brethren, you can feel the power of God, brethren. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. You can feel the power of God. You can feel the presence of the Holy Ghost. You can feel the presence of the Spirit of God. You can feel it. You can feel it. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. 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 Jesus Christ. Oh, we can feel you. 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 Because the work of sin is finished. Because the work of sin is finished. It's finished. I'm a son of God. Oh, because the work of sin is finished. Because the work of sin is finished. Is finished. I can hear from God. Because I have been redeemed. Because the work of sin is finished. Because it's finished. My spirit responds to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, amen, amen. Praise God. Yeah, greet somebody. Yeah, good evening. Greet somebody. Somebody, how are you feeling? Ask somebody that, do you take pap? That, oh, pap does not spoil your own fasting, right? Amen? Praise God. You know, there's somebody that said that. Well, Jesus said, as long as the bridegroom is around. Have you? The disciples are not permitted to fast. He said today, he said the bridegroom is not only around, he is in me. Glory. So therefore, no shaking. My excuse to live in gluttony. You walk off, sin is finished. You can respond to God. Brethren, you can respond to God. As far back as 2006, when some Christians are telling me that are saying they don't know, this was, oh, sorry, that should be 2007 or 8. Since then, some Christians may be saying, when a Christian is saying that they don't know how to hear from God, they don't know how to feel God, it's just so strange to me. I cannot even explain to them why. I mean, why they are like that. Amen. That's when I touched a series not long ago. I call it Mastery in the New Creation. A lot of you have left a lot of things for the sake of your faith. Why not just strive a bit to be a master of it? Amen. Power is not far from you. Sweet experiences. He's just here. Just be crazy, convict earnestly. Sweet experiences. Drastic manifestation of the power of God. How can you say you are like this and you have never seen any angel before? What sort of thing is that? I'm not saying you should not be cramming their name and be writing some syllables. You are writing angelic syllables, angelic words. Amen? Praise God. So that is why we'll be giving ourselves to a lot of spiritual practices, like in a couple, in some months, some weeks' time, we are currently, we'll be giving ourselves to spiritual activities. I came here to build real ministers, amen? People that will stand in front of oppositions, dare the devil, dare his works, and cause Jesus to be glorified. Hallelujah. And that's you. Glory to God. By the grace of God, I've never failed before in doing this. And of course, you are candidates of the power of God. Amen. Rejoice. I mean you. I didn't mean anybody. I mean you. Hallelujah. Say, I'll be strong in the word. Say, I am strong in the word. I am strong in the Holy Ghost. Do you remember that message of Pastor Joel? I mean, full of the world, full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's a believer. A believer is a man that is full of what? You are full of the world. You are full of the Holy Ghost. You're not the one that they tell you, that they will come and tell you, that, brother, I didn't know what's wrong with me. I say, wait, okay. God only speaks to me in the dream. So let me sleep. Eh? Come back. Call me back by 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I must have dreamed about your situation. No, that's not you. You're a man that is always connected. Hallelujah. I'm blessing you right now. You think I am just joking. So you are always connected. Amen, amen. You are always connected. You don't lose connection. Now, remember, there's a man of God that said that, well, when he was young in faith, Tola, are you fine? Are you okay? Okay. You are connected. So there's a man gave a testimony, a big man of God in Nigeria. He said long ago when he was younger in faith, he said, when anytime he's driving, that God will just be telling him that, don't pass this road, there's hold up here, and there's traffic here. And he said, and when the others will still be battling with the hold up of Lagos, in a jiffy, he's already in his place of work. He said, there was now a time, they say, I think he now, in his own mind, he said, committed a sin, and from then, he said, he has nothing. And he said, we'll now be going to, as he will be going to work, all the old up of heaven and earth, we just hook him down. You now, like heaven now becomes a wire. Now you know what is lacking, amen? Praise God. Now both of us he's having the experience, you having the experience. If your own want to try to cut because you think you did something wrong, what will you do? Come here. And according to him, I think he said it took months before he could get himself back. No, you don't need months. Hallelujah. You need seconds. He just tells us, hey, there's therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Any angel that is telling me in direction before, where are you? Is it your business that I sin? Come and show me. Where are we taking today? Amen, amen. That is what knowledge does to you. So the same experiences, but what will happen? Knowledge will make it to function what? Better. Amen. It will make it to function better. You will not see visions of accident and you will now come and start singing. Sorry, pardon me, let me sing you right again. And then come to church and start singing. Ah, Ikumbelo de Samiye, Baba Samiye. Okay, sorry, let me explain that one to you. And Regita is looking at you like an alien. Okay, the meaning of that song is that Iku is what? Is death, right? You know, you come to church and say, death is outside there. Oh, God, please mark me with life, something like that. Just the same way in the Egyptians, right? In Exodus chapter 12, when the angel of death was passing by, and then all the houses that are marked. So they now start singing, because you just saw a vision, and you are so, just start singing. No, come on. Knowledge will now make you function better. So although you may see something negative at all, you just come and say, hallelujah, I see life in this place. Just say, hallelujah. I see men traveling up and down, no accident. I see men doing their business, no issue. The devil is a liar. The devil is defeated. Yeah, I'm online. I will not say one swear word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say, the devil is a freak. You got no lot here. We are just in charge. Amen. Heaven and earth responds to us. No shaking. We are just like that. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. 1,000 fall at your right, 10,000. He said, nothing harms you. Nothing defeats a Christian. I am just like that. You will just get everybody drunk in the Holy Ghost and the death will just forget himself. Amen, amen. And if the death came to the church, hallelujah, the death will rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Say, you guys, you are good guys. Hallelujah. Say, I receive awesome experiences, awesome demonstrations of the power of God. Amen, amen. Ooh, glory. Glory. See, you must seek things. There are things in Christianity. You don't need them in heaven. This is the time to shine. Huh? Our pride is the power of God. Our pride is the gospel, what Jesus has done, and in what Jesus has done is power. You don't deny it. You don't say, I'm only afterward. I am not a man. You're not the type that they said that, the man that said that anytime he sees a demon or somebody is possessed, they'll just pray that, hey, God, please come and take control. No. You don't tell God to take control. You take control. You take charge. Amen. God will not take control. God wants you to take control. They said about Paul, said, them that have turned the world upside down has come here again. It's not God that turned the world upside down, it's a man. Praise God. So, like be drastic. Like this weekend right now, like don't allow this weekend just pass you by. It was a weekend that we are just praying in tongues. Like some of you that said that you don't like your tongues. My tongue sounds like pako, 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 pako. You can change your tongues in a really good meeting. I remember there was a time of refreshing that Pastor Jeremy came to Zamfara then, 2011 or so, and he heard. And it's just after the 3 days, I just knew that my tongues just entered on that thing. It didn't just change. After 2 weeks again, we did another program, the tongues change again. You see? So if you are seeking all those sweet phonetic like Pastor Bishop Oyedepo's tongues, you know those ones. Hallelujah, praise God! You just give yourself to the things of the Spirit. Praise God! Like today now, I expect you to have prayed for nothing less than 4 hours since between morning and now. You have studied like anything. You give yourself to it. It's not about church. You just give yourself to it. Pastor is only here to baptize you with some consciousness. You are the one to do things with the consciousness. You soak yourself. Thank God that I pastor a great crowd of young people here, people who are not yet disturbed with boo-boo and wemimo, disturbed by attachment here and here, apart from Pastor Ezekiel. Hallelujah, that is running me after the devil up and down Abuja. Praise God. I like, you see young, seek things. Just go the extreme. Amen. You have a pastor here that will caution you if you are about to become the next prophet TB. Amen. Praise God. So, but for now, just be all out crazy. Just say, I want to try everything. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready? Are you ready? Say, I receive awesome experiences, awesome manifestations of the power of God. Say, demonstrations are always mine. Say, my eyes can see, my ears can hear. Say, my whole being responds to God. Say, my whole being responds to God. Hallelujah. Say, I am divinity. I am divinity. Say, I explore divinity. Hallelujah. Yeah, you must. You must. Praise God. Okay, try your best and don't sleep. And if you have a phone, put it on flight mode, please. And don't get distracted. I have two teachings for you tonight. We're still going to pray for at least a maximum of 2 hours more before we go. But I have two things I want you to see. Pick your pen, your Bibles. The cost of discipleship. Hallelujah. The cost of discipleship. Now, I've said it before in this church. I said the spiritual growth comes by two things. You learn the word and you follow instructions. You learn the word and you'll be quick about instructions. You treasure the word, you treasure instructions. All what we call the book of Titus, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, most of them, they are just pastoral epistles giving direct instructions. There are things that you will enter in by the teaching of the word. Some, it will just be by obeying instructions. That is why we all need somebody over us that can tell you that stop this, do this more, do this less, and you just get to where you are going. Instructions. Amen? So it doesn't come by studying alone. Instructions. Now, so one thing that the Lord ensured he brought is the continuation. Now, Jesus, when he came, he didn't only brought a message. He ensured that the message will not go into extinction when he's away. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. Try and help your neighbor. Don't sleep. I'm not really in the mood of waiting for everybody today. So try and be fast. Help me. We still have two full teachings. Don't forget, maintain a consciousness of prayer as much as you can, even as you are learning the word. Just be praying. Although not disturbing anybody, not even disturbing yourself, but just be praying. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain, in vanities. Verse 3, for I deliver unto you that first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Verse 5, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remaineth unto this present day, but some are fallen asleep. Verse 7 and 8, everybody want to go? After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of a due time. So these guys, they are called first-hand witness. Please follow me carefully today. They are called first-hand witness. They saw the Lord themselves. Like everything, they saw him resurrected. When he came out, the account of John or Luke? He said, touch me. He said, for flesh and what? Is it flesh and blood or flesh and bone? Flesh and bone, right? He said, flesh and bone do not have structure like I have. He took fish from them. He ate fish. So we have people that had first-hand encounter with Jesus. They saw him die. They saw him came out from the grave. Now go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. But Joshua, you're in the wrong place. Is it that brother Abib moves beside you or you move beside him? We must treasure a man like this in our midst. We must treasure it. Like, we must treasure him. I remember when I was in Ibadan, I usually go from Ibadan. Anytime I'm around, like 2 weeks that I'm around in the month, after we finish our service at TBC, as we are finishing service, just getting home, I would drive from Ibadan to Ondo every Sunday to go and teach just at times 5 people, at times 4 people, times 6 people. Times, I think the maximum we ever had was 8. So at least I kept doing it consistently, teach them. After I would be tired, drive back to Ibadan. By the end of the day, after I left, there was one of them that now stood out. That was Mayor. He was a Muslim. And today, he's just all out for ministry. The father said he will not sponsor him. He said sponsoring in school again, it's a no wala. So at times, even when you are led to a place and seems like everybody is not responding, you are getting low, turned out. Don't worry, the Lord is working things out. Amen? Your effort, your labor will not be in vain. But treasure that disciple of yours. Treasure him. Amen? Treasure him. The weakest, the one that looks like the weakest, you treasure him. You don't zone him out. You ensure he is following. Like what Sister Mimi said, that she got to a place in Cross River or so, that she has a man of God. See, we have many local people in this church, and they will come to church, they will dance, you will collect their offering, and they cannot hear the Jack English you are speaking. And you are not interpreting your language, you are not giving them their own. Imagine if you have plenty of other people here that cannot hear English, and we kept bringing grammar, and you are collecting their offering. And the man said, actually, you are right, but me, I am sent to the literate community. Imagine, you are collecting their offering. We are not sent to them. They will dance for you. So, anybody that enters your cocoon, you must ensure he's following. Praise God. You must ensure he's with you. Okay, I say you should open where? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitness of his what? Majesty. Wow. Verse 17. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice from excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. When was that? When was that? When did that voice come? Baptism. Is it only at baptism? Another one? There's another one that looks like it's in John 12 anyway. Praise God. Now go to verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven, we heard when we were with him. Can you say we heard? We heard. Hallelujah. Say, I can hear. Glory. Please don't ensure you are. When I say something, please say it, okay? Okay. So, when we were with him in the holy mountain, and 19, everybody wants to go. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take it, as unto a light that shineth in the dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise. Hallelujah. So he's saying, guys, we are not telling you something that we just cunningly devised, something that we just fabricated. We are eyewitness of these things. Is it John that said, that which we have heard, which we have seen, which our eyes have handled of the word of life? Hallelujah. So now, Jesus himself, even before the apostles, he ensured that the message he brought will always be preached. We always be in town. Will not go into extinction. Now, Matthew 28:18. Follow me. It's not a long one. Long sermon will come later. When some of you, and I don't think anybody will sleep here. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, 19. We are going to read this one from different translation. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you how long? Always, even unto the end of the world. Amen, amen. Who have another translation of 19 and 20? Not NKJV, please. Oh, okay. You are not with your phone. Now, see 19 again. Say, go ye therefore and teach all nations. 20 said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. I tell you the truth. The strategy of Jesus, by which, under which, his message will not go into extinction, is called discipleship. Discipleship. That is God's own way, God's own avenue,
by which whereby his message will not be lost. Matthew 16 from verse 15. Sorry, Mark 16. So they had an instruction to give unto all men, to give unto others what they have received, especially what he will make available to them by the Spirit. What he is going to make available to them by the Spirit, he wants them to share it to all men. It must not stop with them. Now, don't forget, I'm not talking about evangelism, but this is different. Okay. Follow me to Mark 16, 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto how many creatures? Every creature. But when you now get to a place like 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, be fast, be opening, be writing. Don't forget, your note is a treasure to you. It's a treasure to me. It's a sign that you are following. It's a sign that you are helping me. Amen. Oh glory to the Father for the ransom you paid for our souls. Okay, I said you open where? 2 verse 2. Let's take it together. 1, 2, go. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. So there was a message that was evolving, which he gave them to pass on. This is not now about just getting men saved, but there is a old time pattern that must not be lost. There is an old time pattern of service that must not be lost. Acts 1, 21. There is a style and persuasion of ministry that must also be passed on. That is why this some of this our song is not bad. When you say sing songs like "Give me the old time religion," right? Give me the old time religion. Is it not for me? The only issue is the only issue right now is that it's what they call old time religion. Amen. It's the definition of the old time religion. But actually, there is a old time religion that must not be lost. That we must not modernize with technology. That we must not modernize with gimmicks, with 21st century practices. Go to Acts 1:21. Wherefore of these men, which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, 22, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Ooh. The word witness there, that is a Greek word, matos. It means to be a record. To be a record, a proof. We need people that will be proofs of what Jesus has done. The cost of discipleship. Now, discipleship is almost as important as redemption. Because without discipleship, very soon the knowledge of redemption will be lost. Now, you can preach to a man, get him saved, get him filled with the Holy Ghost, but you didn't soak him into a discipleship program. You have not progressed the gospel. You only brought a man into the kingdom of God. That is why we are going to have billions of people in heaven that never got any man saved. Because even they themselves, they almost did not know they were saved. Hallelujah. Do you remember? I mean, don't forget what I just said. I said discipleship is almost as important as redemption, because without discipleship, very soon the knowledge of redemption might soon be lost. It will be as though Jesus never died. It will be as though he never rose from the dead. If there is nobody to take the message, to take it and to carry it upon his head, the same way Peter did, the same way Paul did, it's not just about getting people saved though, but if you don't reproduce yourself, the message can go into extinction. That zeal in you, if it is not reproduced, you have not done the gospel a great favor. Hallelujah. Say, it must not stop with me. Matthew 16, 24. So, and discipleship has, it has its own terms and conditions. It has its own style. It has its own rules and regulation. There are things that must be found in you for you to be called a disciple of the gospel. I'm not just talking about a Christian right now. I'm talking about a man that has given himself over for the gospel. Check Matthew 16, 24. Don't get tired. You're just starting. The night is still young. Very fine. Sorry, the night has not even started. We are seeing. Today is Friday. Matthew 16, 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. 25. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. 26. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 27, where everybody wants to go. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of the Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according. Hallelujah. So in discipleship, you will see the futility of things. You will see the futility of some earthly things. You will be able to put everything in priority. Tatola, are you with me? You will be able to know the things that are less important, things that you must prioritize. There will be a scale of preference in your life. You will know the things that can go, the things that must never go. You will know the things that you can sacrifice at any time and the things that you can never sacrifice. You must know the standard you can change and the standard you will never change. You will have a scale of preference. And the gospel will come as number one. That is a disciple. It's beyond a man that is saved. It's beyond a man that is doing ministry. It's a man that has now seen ministry as his core purpose on earth. Why he died, why he rose. Sorry, let me say it this way. Discipleship will take your life away from you. Discipleship will take your ambition away from you. Discipleship will change your pursuit. It will thwart your desire. It will change your appreciation of things. It will change your value system. It will change what you spend on the most. 2 Timothy. Sorry, Colossians 3. From verse 1. For the ransom you paid for my soul, all glory to the Father.
For the ransom you paid for my soul.
Colossians 3 verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are where? Above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Please, everybody, verse 1 and 2. Again, want to go? Yes. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Verse 3. For you are dead and your life. Okay, now you're going to read this to your neighbor. Colossians 3, 1 to 3. Read to somebody. Want to go? Yes. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2. From verse 1. Hallelujah. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Verse 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. So discipleship has a price. It has a price. Discipleship has a price. Luke 5. Luke 5, are you there? From verse 4. Now, when he had left speaking, it's a long read. Yes, slow. He said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets break. Verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Verse 9, for he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. Verse 10, everybody 10, want to go, yes? So was James and John, the son of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. 11, yes. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all. Wow. And followed him. They forsook all. Praise God. And followed him. As if that is not enough, Luke 5, check 27. And after these things, he went forth
and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of the custom. And he said unto him, follow me. 28, everybody want to go? Yes. And he left all and rose and followed him. Wow. John 1:43. Thank you, Lord Jesus. John 1:43. This day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, follow me. Luke 9:57. Luke 9:57. And it came to pass, as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. 59. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. 60. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go and bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. 62. Want to go, everybody? And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit. Hallelujah. Can you see that he's talking about ministry, not about salvation? Right? Can you see that he's talking about ministry? So this is a question to you. You, are you fit for the ministry? What is priority in your mind? What is priority in your pursuit in life? Hope you have seen all the scripture I read. What is priority above the cause of Christ in your life? In your pursuit, in your ambition, in your goals? Is the gospel a secondary matter to you? When you hear, let's do this for the gospel, does it enter number 4 in your scale of preference? To be a disciple, there is a price. And only disciples can ensure the message will not die. It will take your all. It will cause you to, at times, pick a job that people may be saying, why are you crazy? Go for this other one right now. It will cause you to pick, to go, to shun some opportunities. It will cause you to say no to some things that are legitimate. It's discipleship. Why? Because you have a master. Because you have one you wanted to please. Are you with me, everybody? John 4. Now, not that you will use ministry as a tool to get fame, get preference, and get other things. No. You will do other things solely to support the ministry. The reason you will do anything, once you cannot see the cause of Christ there, you will pull out. Your player will be secondary to you. Of course, I'm not saying it's everybody that will receive this. But trust me, Jesus needs disciples. The gospel needs disciples.
The gospel needs some die-hard preachers. Needs some people that will not shift ground. Needs some people that will drop earthly pursuit for the cause of the message. The gospel needs your consecration. Hallelujah. I said open where? John 4, thank you. 31. In the meantime, why is the disciple praying, saying, Master, eat. 32. Want to go, everybody? Yes, let's read. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Hey, number 33. Therefore said the disciples one to another, as any man brought him us to eat. 34. Want to go? Yes. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his works. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say not, yea, that there are yet 4 months and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already for harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth might rejoice together. Can you let go some things to fulfill the targets you are giving in church? Go back to that 2 Timothy chapter 2. Please, all of you, go and get one keyboard disabled. I need the keyboards. Amen. Go and get one. Somebody that plays for Satan, you know. You understand me? Somebody that plays Alujo or that plays for Pasuma. Go and get one of them saved. So I can be playing for God. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Fala, I'm not happy with your disposition. Please leave that place. Be fast. Come to where the Holy Ghost is. You should sit. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Let's read together. One, two, go. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Again, verse 3, yes. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he might please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive. Hallelujah. So that verse 4 is very instructive. Say, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs, with the cares. Now, he's not saying you will not. Can you see that word entangle? I've forgotten. But you should remember that Greek word of entangled. Like, it's like you webbed yourself into something. It's not saying you will not interface with the things of the world. It's not saying you will only be carrying Bible every day. But he's saying you will not what? Entangle. That will mean you will not allow your earthly purpose, pursuit to what? To stand in the way, to limit you, to cage you, to put you in a mold, to weave you. To, I mean, like, there's one people like entagoro, something like that in the Greek. So you will not allow those pursuits to cage you. That will mean, although you are doing plenty of things, your priority will still be clear. They tell you that, well, don't worry, this job will be paying you $20,000 every month, but right from right now, you have to be working on Sundays. Your salaries cannot be free again, but don't worry, we'll give you a leave of maybe 4 weeks in a year and like that. Then in your leave, you have a free holiday trip to Oklahoma. You will always be in Australia. You'll be saying, my God. A part of you will be saying, my God, what is this? And also, don't worry, you have official cars and everything. And you know that. And something will tell you that, don't worry, now you are spiritual. If your pastor has told you to be pray always, as you are doing it, you'll be praying always, you'll be
you just maintain consciousness, you just be doing. No, there's a way. No, there's a way you can use Ogboju. No, what's called Ogboju? You can use a strong face to just say, I sit there. And you know you're not there again. Praise God. When you are praying for maybe a good job, what are your terms? Let me ask you. What are your terms? What are the things you set forth? What are the things you say? What are the criterias in you? When you are searching for a job, what are your search criterias? No, although I said on Facebook that a marriage is not it's not a spiritual thing, it's not for ministry. And people don't get me. I'm saying marriage. That means I'm talking about marriage. I am not talking about ministry. But if I'm not talking about ministry, if ministry is the subject, then even your marriage must what? Must please the ministry. Do you get me? Do you get me? I'm saying, if I'm talking about marriage, if the topic today is marriage, you will not come and tell people that, if for you to have a successful marriage, you must do something, you must marry somebody that's praying in tongues 24 hours and dress. No. But when you are now talking about ministry, hallelujah, praise God, then, even then, your choice of a life partner or whatever we call it, bae or boo, will be to tutored with ministry. So, it's a challenge to us. It's a challenge to man. Matthew 10. Some lawful fun, you will have to look away. Some lawful, lawful, he said, you say, this time is your free time, is what you need. You will, by default, you already have a purpose for it. Like what you are doing today right now is part of it. Consecrating yourself. Say no, even this body, I can deny this body so that I can profit more in ministry. So I can see more, so I can gain more, so that I can acknowledge more of the things God has done for me. A disciple is a fast learner because you have a purpose. Do you get that? A disciple is a fast learner. He seeks to be a fast learner. He is not slow. He is not trying to learn one thing for 5 years before he understands the meaning of redemption. He is a fast learner. He wants to know everything right now. He wants to take it all in. It's not the one that said, don't worry, that you say, don't worry, I have all my life to learn this concept. I have all my life. No, he is fast. He is dynamic. He wants it all. It's not the type that we say, that we let services to go. Hallelujah. You have a purpose in Christ. I say Matthew 10, right? 24. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. 25. It is enough for the disciple that he is as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they had called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more they shall they call them of his household. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's a question. You can cry. I will be asking you some questions. I want you to write it down in your notes. What have you left before for the sake of the ministry? Write it down. Like, just be sincere to yourself. Don't worry, your notes. I'm not saying I'm coming to look at it. What have you left before? Write the question, write the answer. And be true to yourself. What have you left before for the sake of ministry? What opportunity have you said no to before for the sake of the gospel? What lawful thing have you looked down? Have you said, not sinful, lawful, juicy, but you say no because I have a ministry to fulfill?
Number two, what is taking your mind from emancipation in the gift of the Spirit? Can you ask yourself and write it down? What is taking away your mind from mastery in the things of the Spirit? From becoming a professional in the things that you are already doing? What is taking away your mind from it? Can you be sincere to yourself and write it down?
Don't worry, I'm almost done with this. Philippians 3 verse 7, just two more scriptures. Philippians 3 verse 7. Write it down. What you think is not allowing you to, and that one really, I will almost interview everybody. Why do you think your tongues and interpretation is not getting much and more precise? What do you think is taking your mind away from the spirituals? Write it down. Be sincere to yourself. So I said Philippians 3 verse 7. Are you there, somebody? Philippians 3 verse 7. Let's read. Yes. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Verse 8. Yes. Yeah, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Hallelujah. Do you know the issue? It's not that the things is everything is saying is counting as nothing, are not profitable. It's not everything are wrong. No, it's not talking about bad things. It's not talking about going to club or smoking weed. That's not what he's saying. And it's not even bad things. The things he counted them as dons because when he tries to compare them with his purpose. It is when he tries to compare them with his purpose. With his purpose. He said, no, this is good though. But when he tries to stand in the way of fulfillment in ministry, it becomes like shit, dung. Hallelujah. Lastly, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. After this, we now pray. We now pray with the mindset of a disciple. We now pray with the mindset that, hey, now I am going to operate the things of the Spirit. It is my heritage. It is why I'm called. It's why I'm here. It's why I'm saved. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me read from verse 11. You will take verse 15 for me. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also that are made manifest in your conscience. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but gave you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in art. 13, for whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we are all dead. Verse 15. Want to go, everybody? Yes. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 15 again. Want to go? Yes. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him that died for them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Start praying in tongues quietly. Start praying in tongues. Oh, start praying in tongues. Think about what you just read. Start praying in tongues. Oh, Tali Sete. Oh, take up my cross. Daily follow you. I'm not afraid to shout. My love for you, my love. Yeah, straight from my heart. I worship you. You are the reason for life. Sing with me. Simply devoted to you, oh Lord. I lose my life to follow you. This life that I live is not I that live. For me to live is...
Reflect on it. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Reflect on that song. Your ambition. Life pursuit. Just reflect. What can't you drop for the cause of the gospel? What can't you drop? The gospel needs your life. Will you give him? Yeah, you are saved. Yeah, you are heaven bound. But the gospel needs your life. It needs it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please pray in tongues. Pray in tongues.
Oh, take up my cross. Daily follow you. I'm not afraid to shout. My love for you, my love. Yeah, straight from my heart, I worship you. You are the reason for life. Let's sing. Simply devoted to you, oh Lord, I lose my life to follow you. Yeah. This life that I live is not I that live. For me to live is Christ.
Simply devoted to you, oh Lord. I lose my life to follow you. This life that I live is not I.
Brethren, consecrate yourself to this message. Brethren, consecrate yourself to this message. To the reason why Jesus died. To the one that died for you. Let this be priority. Take this priority today. Ensure it drives every other thing in your life. Ensure the gospel is the driver. Don't use the gospel to drive other things. Ensure the gospel is the driver.
Simply devoted to you.
Ensure the gospel is the driver. What is your pursuit? What can't you give up? Why are you always about yourself? Man,
is for Christ. Live is not
oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
That live for me to live.
Oh, Tanani, say, Pilere Sunta, Nalema Kota. Change your priorities today.
Simply devote.
Change your priorities. Change your priorities.
I lose my life to follow you.
That ambition that is contending with your ministry, cut it off. Cut it off. This boldly is not every job that is for Christians. There are some jobs, let the baby Christian, let them do them. Not all jobs are for you. So when you are praying for a job, you have a search criteria. My time, my ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
This life that I live is not ours.
Pray in tongues a bit more.
For me to live is Christ.
Yeah.
I surrender to you.
Yeah.
Everything I give to you.
Ah, can you say it?
With all the nothing.
Are you ready to say it?
We told thee nothing.
Just sing.
I surrender to you.
Everything
I give. Everything I give to you.
The gospel needs your life.
We told thee nothing.
Your zeal.
All I have is you, Lord.
Daily prayers, study, meditation.
All I have is you. All I have is you.
Thank you.
All I have is you.
Are you allowing yourself to be wedged? To be wedged. In the affairs of this life.
All I have is you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is you, Lord. All I have is you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
All I have is you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll be praying about our ministry from now. We are praying. For next 1 hour, we'll be praying right now. Please don't stop praying. Jesus needs you. Jesus needs you. He needs your time. It is your will. He wants to be first in your scale of preference. Jesus needs you. Jesus needs you. No man laying his hand on the plow, looking back his feet for the kingdom. He wants to be priority in everything. For the message to go far, he needs your time. He needs your will. It is your will.
I simply devote to you.
It is your will.
I lose my life to follow you.
Oh.
This life that is not
La palio se teta. Yeli teta.
For me to live is Christ.
The gospel is our heritage, brethren. Lord, I give you alone
every step that I
every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way, have your way.
Lord, have your way.
It is your priority.
In me.
Yeah.
Lord, I give you my
praying tongues.
I give tongues. You my soul.
Your life pursuit.
Yeah. I live for alone, every step that I take, every moment I'm away.
Lord, have your way, have your way.
Lord, have your way in me. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
Some of us, when we serve religion,
we don't nothing. I give myself with all the nothing. With all the nothing. With all the nothing. With all
it must not be past tense. They said your own is too much. They must not stop. It must always be too much. You have served religion before with all your strength. Now you know the message. Serve the gospel.
I give you all of me. Without nothing.
When you see you so climb mountain, praying from pillar to post, you can do 3 days marathon. But today, what has happened to you? For the same message, for the message of Christ, you can consecrate yourself for that. Your priority, brethren. Your priority. It must affect all your choices. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Shatelemos. Masate. Mazete.
I give you all.
Oh, there is none other reason why we came than to serve. Oh, in your ministry, for you are worthy to be praised. And we offer up our life as a living sacrifice. For we have set our love on you. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you everything we are. Lifting up our life before you, Lord. Oh, 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 oh,
yeah, our life will never be the same. Our life
will never be the same.
Yeah, our life, yeah,
will never be
the same. Our life will never be,
never be the same.
Malamande de se,
shetele
moze da da da, rose kete pala da da da, staka pala malamo shetele. Let it shape your consciousness. It's the gospel message, brethren. Your life.
Gracias.